Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, everybody. I want to thank you for joining me here tonight on August 31st, 2001. We've got a blue moon tonight. It's like a rare thing that happens like once a year or once every 2 years or something, depending on the math. But it's a unique night, a unique time. We're in the August, heading towards the fall of our season of our this side of the hemisphere. And also school is just about to start for some people, has already started depending on where you are, that kind of thing. And that we have a lot of things that are new that have started, and we wonder where they're going to go. We're working with a whole bunch of new kind of people. Some of you out there may have new jobs that you're doing, jobs that are new to you, or challenges, processes are new, and that you're having to face challenges and sort of like setting new routines or coming up with routines that will, or processes that will be routine, maybe, if you see what I'm saying. And this show, I read for the things that we can plan to see over the next 90 days. But this show is weekly, so it's possible that we could see the things that I talk about in like the next week. And if you're listening to this show live today, and by the way, for those of you who are in the chat room, you can go to that link that says templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle.html. And that will jump you to the link for what the images are that I'm reading from today for today's show, and also give you the definitions as well. This show, I really originally created it to help those people who already have a copy of the DAC to become acquainted with it and develop a rapport, a companionship, a bonding, if you will. Because the images that are in the Horizon Oracle, I designed so that someone who has no experience whatsoever with the tarot or any other forms of divination out there, the images that I designed are images that are of everyday life. You know, where, like, the first card that I've just drawn is the Between card, and it's associated with the time 4/47. And it shows an individual who has a bag of money, who is crossing this great rift, you know, in the dirt, in the sand, in the ground, and they're crossing this rift with the help of some plank or piece of plywood that they may have found, or that someone who went before them found and has made a makeshift bridge that can get them to the newer pastures. Now, you can't really tell if there's grass there or not, but I designed the person to sort of like be dancing on their way across this great divide. And this card is called Between, because it is showing someone who's between two spaces. And that's exactly where a lot of us are out there in the world. Like, we're between, as far as the election goes for us here in the States, where we could end up being between the old president and the new president that's coming in. It's like Mitt Romney could end up winning it. And that I may get information about who's going to win the election in today's show or upcoming shows, who we shall see. But the other side to this show is that you can listen to it today live, or that you can listen to it 3 years from now in archive. And if you're listening to it for the first time from 3 years from today's date, which is August 31st, 2012, then the information that comes through for you in this reading that you're listening to, in this show, this episode of Walking on the Sidewalk, Horizon Oracle Journeys, will be a message for you at this time. So it's not a message for the people who heard it for the first time back 3 years ago. It's a message for you today and how it will be helpful to you. And I just want to say hello to Veronica out in the chat room, one of my best friends, and that she's been with me through my radio show since the beginning of time, basically. And she's over in the UK, so she is up late with us today, hanging out in the chat room too. So hello, Veronica. So just to let you know one more time, we're looking at the Between card, and that we're looking also at the Help card. And that's associated with the time 3:47. And this card is facing away from us. It's in the reversed position. And if you, you know, want, you can follow along and sort of like keep notes so that you can carry it with you. And that if something happens in your day that is sort of similar to what I have talked about in today's message, and the first card, just so you guys have just got a piece of paper, is the 4:47 card. That's the Between. You can just write down 4:47 and then later go to thetempleofgaia.com/horizon_oracle page. Or later I will build a page off of the Main Street Universe website that will have all the cards that I will draw today, so that you can go back and listen to this show in archive, so you can follow along with the images and see what I'm talking about as I go along. This is for the people past and future who have their own copies of the Horizon Oracle and give them something that they can refer back to. So it's like it's good to keep track of the cards as I draw them. And the 3:47 card, the Help card, is in the reversed position. And as I'm reading today, or every day, really, for like people who come and go in my life who are looking for spiritual counseling, is that I basically work with two cards, and that they go in two card groups. So it's like, you know, opening and closing, or then this is going to happen and then that's going to happen kind of stuff. But right now we're looking at the 4:47 card. That one's facing us, and the 3:47 card is reversed, and that's facing away from us. The things that face the cards when they are facing away from us are about the people, situations, and things that are happening around us. So looking at the Help card in the reverse position, and it shows an individual who is trying to catch a feather that has floated down from on high. And other people who have worked with this image feel like, by their interpretation, and this is a loose interpretation, there's no hardcore definition of what this image means. Some people are staunch followers of the, you know, the tarot, and it's like, you know, the Hierophant means one thing, and the Chariot means another, and yada yada, all that. I read for like 15 years professionally, reading with the tarot, and mainly the Robin Wood deck. It had a very Celtic flair to it, and I felt a strong connection to it. I read with that sucker, and the multiple card groups that would come up conveyed the images that got me to where I am today with the Horizon Oracle deck. There's 111 cards of images. All of them are everyday, on-the-street kind of images, things that you can see out there. And it can be a clue or a message or a thought about something that you are thinking about at the time that you see one of the clues, one of the things that are coming through. So straight away, looking at the Between card and looking at the Help card associated with the time 3:47, and that card is facing away from us, is that we are going to be transitioning, you are going to be transitioning from a place that you weren't really certain about, and that you're going to move into a group or a situation to where the people there are receiving help from on high. And the help card is basically about a feather that's been tossed down by an angel who is sending help, grace, and prosperity to the people who are seeking change in their life. So the between card says that you are going to be going from a situation that you weren't really certain about to a new land, and that it's going to be to a place to where people will seem to be blessed with opportunity and situations that are very helpful for them, to the point to where they will need help. Now, the next card that's up, and it's on the left-hand side of our card stack, is the 643 card, and that card is titled Drawing. And it's not reversed, just for you guys who are keeping track. So this is a message for us. And it shows an individual who is praying, and that they're praying over a flower, that they're hopeful that the prosperity will flow and that the rain will come to help this flower, the only flower in the horizon that is promoting growth. Flowers in the Horizon Oracle are about new growth. Flowers are for the now, and that they look great, and that you have to work hard for them to be something stronger, like a tree or what have you, a forest. But this is the first step, the first seed, the first sprout for opportunity. So this says, once you come from the place, once you connect with the people who have been, you know, given this angelic assistance through the help card, and it's associated with the 347, that you come back to this place with the 643 card titled Drawing, that you start to receive this blessing as well. So when you go into that opportunity that looks like it seems to be blessed by some angelic divine, you know, agreement or something, and that the prosperity starts to flow for you also, that you should go, you know, just keep it cool, keep it mellow, keep it laid back a little bit. Don't try to force anything, because this situation is so fragile that it needs to grow on its own source, energy, processes, that kind of thing. You tend to it when it looks like it needs tending. Don't add to the situation just to rush something. So take your time on that. The next card that's up is the Vista card, and it's associated with the time 314, and this card is not facing away from us, so it's something that's in our face and something that we should be doing and dealing with. And the Vista card shows someone who has scrambled up a tree and is trying to get a better look at the situation around them, so they can see farther to the horizon, maybe even to the coast, and hoping that they can see an opportunity or just get a full picture of what the land, region, or situation that they're in has to present. So this takes us from the Drawing card, where it shows trying to promote growth, and now the person is in the tree. Remember, I was talking about how it was a flower at first, and now it's transformed into a tree. So this first Drawing card with the 643 association has now transformed into a situation that can help them see further than what they were in at this time. So cultivating this fragile environment that could be iffy, and that you think it will only last 2 weeks, and the people are really crazy there, or they're out of their mind, or they don't know what they're doing, it doesn't matter. You're in that situation. You should be dealing with it, and, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you. Don't say, oh, I'm going to pass on that. I'm not really interested in doing anything that's like that. No, you have to go with that. And that the clues are going to be very, very cryptic. And that you're, like, you have to be paying attention and not listen to someone talking to you while you're texting on your phone. And that is pointing to the card that I'm looking at right now, which is the Clues card. And it shows an individual who is bent over looking at a scrap of paper that seems to be laying on the ground. And this card is associated with the time 321. And this card is just basically saying that there are going to be things coming up. There might be pieces of paper or something on an email, personal email, might be just some side kind of thing, or it could be an article in the newspaper or something that you see on television. This says that you should be watching for the clues. You went up into the tree to see what is the surroundings the environment has to present to you. You come down from the tree and start looking for the clues that get you to your destination or move you along in your journey. The next card that's up is the Tribes card, and it's associated with the time 115, and this card is facing away from us. It is in the reversed position, and the reverse cards, again, are about the people, situations, and things that are around us. Now, the Tribes card is about groups of people who like to do something. These could be people who like to play in a orchestra, or that they are a group of electricians who go to work sites and add electricity and wiring to big things like buildings and neighborhoods and housing and that kind of stuff. Or it can be about people who like to sculpt, and or people who like to do art and put art in museums, and they're in this culture. It could be musical kind of stuff. This is a group of people who like to do the same thing. It can even be like playing bingo, for you guys who know what bingo is, or going to chess matches or the Olympics. You know, it's about groups of people who like to do the same thing. And with this card facing away from us in this reading that we're looking at today, August 31st, 2012, is saying that there is some group of individuals, or a single individual who belongs to a group, will be approaching us to say, hey, come check out our world, our situation. You may like it. You may find it interesting. The thing is when we get invited to go and do group opportunities and situations, that it's an opportunity for us to go and do some networking or connect with sources that can provide us with information that can help us with our journey as well. So by all means, follow through with any invitations that are handed to you. The next card that's up is a New World card, and it's associated with the time 7-11, and that this card is facing us, 7-11, not reversed. And this card shows an individual who is standing, looking at the world with their hands on their hips, and it's looking at the world literally, because they're looking at some kind of globe that looks like the Earth, that has been tossed down from some person that's standing on a cloud just off in the distance. Now, this world that's been tossed from the world, or from this cloud, has created a crater. It created a dent in the ground as it landed, and it looks a little rugged for how it landed in the dirt, and that it would take some doing to get it removed from this hole that it has sunk itself into. And the point for this is saying that when you see this world stuck in a situation, this says that it's an opportunity that you can approach or go with, or walk away from it and leave it to someone else to clean up the mess. And it's a world that's stuck and needs some kind of help. Now the thing is the person who tossed it off the cloud sent it, knowing that it would have challenges, and that it's like, you know, our divine sources send us things that are challenging, whether it's, you know, job, family member, spouse, whatever, even someone on the road or someone that we're trying to communicate when we're shopping or whatever. This is a whole new world that's going to be presented. And because it's a world, it's something that you could end up spending the rest of your life working with. Something that you end up spending the rest of your life working with. And that it's up to us as to whether this is something that we want to work with or not. This card is a very positive card because it says that there is something so abundant that there would be no end to the things that we could experience. So that's a good thing, especially with it coming off the tribes card, saying that you come into this whole new world that's associated with these tribes, and that you see that there's no end to the opportunity. So this talks about, you know, if life was boring and wasn't really going anywhere before, boy, is it going to take off now. So the next card that's up is the Gulf card, G-U-L-F, and it's associated with the time 622, and it is in the reversed position. Reversed. And this shows an individual who is walking with a walking stick and that they're heading towards the Gulf, and that the land is pretty flat, there's a bunch of flowers there, and there's a roadway, and the road is paved or is decorated on the sides with flowers. This talks about an area or region around us. And it could be the Gulf. Hold on a second here. I'm ready to sneeze. I'm suffering with a little bit of a cold. But it's the Gulf. And it's talking about either the Gulf of Mexico or the Persian Gulf or some of the other gulfs that are out there as well. Or it could be a very large bay that is around you. And with this card facing away from us, it's saying that there's going to be someone who will be coming from there to visit us here and presenting new situations, things, and opportunities for us to think about. So this is just something to watch for. In a sense, because it's facing away from us, it's sort of an event card, something to watch for. So the next card up is the fertility card, and it is associated with the time 837, and it is not reversed. And this card shows a baby buggy or a baby carriage that doesn't seem to have anybody pushing it. So we're left wondering whether there's a baby in it or that it's something that is being given to us. And this card can have two meanings, or several meanings, really. One is that there's an announcement about a baby, or that you are the one that's going through the new birth, and that you're cutting your teeth on this new world situation or opportunity that's happening to you, and that with cutting your teeth, there's going to be a lot of pain, a lot of agony, a lot of suffering that goes through while you mature in the situation that you're in, and just something that's about coping. So when you start feeling pain about the growth, you know, and just suffering through trying to make things meet or ends meet or situations flow better than, you know, than what they've been so far, there's an agony that's associated with it, but also there's a ton of growth that comes from that too. So this talks about you being in a place to where you could find yourself growing, but going through a little bit of pain while you suffer the transition into realizing the new you, you know, hence the birth thing. Now, the next thing that's up here, and it's very interesting, is the 902 card. And the title for this card is Hiding. And it shows an individual, and that this card is not reversed, it's facing us. And this is a very interesting card because it shows an individual holding a or a wine glass, or it could be a margarita glass, and that it has a hypodermic or syringe needle in it. Like it's like a hypodermic needle or a syringe that's waiting to have the plunger depressed so whatever could be injected. The intent for the design of this image is one about how we hide behind vices. Now, in the other part of this card, the image on this card, shows two people with their hands on their hips, sort of assessing or trying to make sense of what's happening with our individual who's carrying the margarita glass that's being stirred with a hypodermic needle or the syringe, and this person has just lost their mind. The point and the message about the hiding card is, what is our addictions? What are we addicted to? And it doesn't have to be literally heroin or wine or margaritas or tequila or whatever. It can also be us being addicted to a way of life or addicted to another person or personality in our life, and that we're not sure, you know, that we could go on with the absence of this thing. So going through the fertility thing, the cutting of your teeth as you wake up to this, or birthed into this whole new world, you start to recognize what it is that you were addicted to in your past. And with the fertility card, working with the hiding card, I would say that this is a message about being addicted to routines, being comfortable with the same thing over and over again, so you don't have to educate yourself on how to cope with this whole new world or situation. This is an invitation to sort of like be okay with you not knowing everything and take a little extra time to read the instructions or Google it instead of just trying to make it work based on your intuition. This is, talks about a situation where your intuition, and that we can be addicted to our intuitions as well, and that sometimes you have to go back to the tangible, to the concrete, to the factual information that can help us solve the situations that are so new to us that our intuition doesn't help or can't help us. Now the next card that's up is a very wonderful card, and it is the leading card, L-E-A-D-I-N-G, and it's associated with the time 1103. And this card is not facing away from us. So all these cards this week seem to be in the us. It's all about us. It's facing us. It's something that we have to face up to, own up to, work with ourselves, be the example that other people will learn from. Hopefully it's a positive example. But in the leadership position, in the leading position, and the leading card, it's associated with the time 1103, if I haven't said that already, is about taking a role in leadership or doing it when no one else wants to do it. So once we let go of the things that we are hiding behind, we can sort of like let go of that and then start leading and making decisions about the things that need to start happening. The next card that's up is the complications card, and that's associated with the time 917, and it is reversed. And reversed cards, as I've said, mean they are about people, situations, and things around us. And the complications card shows a great rift that has broken its way across the roadway and creating the necessity for taking a detour in a new direction. And if you want, you can hop over to thetempleofgaia.com/horizon_oracle page and see what I'm looking at. And I will have these images posted within the next 24 hours over on the Main Street Universe, so you can follow along when you're listening to this in the archive. This is a very edgy, itchy kind of card, especially when it's facing away from us, because it shows something that looks like a big earthquake crack that has broken the road, and that the thing disappears into the horizon. This big crack disappears into the horizon, but if you look, the image shows that there's a very low, hilly area where the big crack, the point that this big rift goes to, is showing a lower place to possibly cross. Because if you look at the card here, it shows that the roadway is heading to sort of like the lowest possible high point in the mountain ridge. So the big rift has really shown us a new direction. It's created a complication that's really going to turn into something that's going to be very helpful and possibly help us achieve a plan in a shorter amount of time than we originally anticipated, or for the math that we did. And why I say this is a little edgy, itchy kind of a card, because it can also talk about something that you can see or hear about in the news. Like, the Philippines just had an earthquake of like 7.6, and that there were some concerns about tsunamis, but that alarm was lifted. But I designed these cards to help us see things that we can plan to see over the next 90 days, really 90 seconds from now to like 90 days out. So this can be talking about a potential earthquake that will be in the news that will be getting everybody's attention. And the thing about events like this, whether it's an earthquake or it's a tsunami or it's like a UFO sighting, or if, you know, some kind of airplane issue or something, these are the things that get people's attention and sort of like change the attitudes of hundreds, if not thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. When that happens, then the atmosphere changes. And people's attitudes and the way that they're thinking and their focuses also change. So this is something that we should watch for happening in the news, and that it will be sort of like a little marker or a like the starting gun at a track race or something that says, okay, this is all going to begin after we hear about the huge earthquake in the news. Now, we did get some information about the Gulf, and that was earlier. And now we're getting the complications card, and that's facing away from us. So it looks like that there's going to be earthquake that is likely going to happen around some place that is a Gulf region. So it could be the Gulf of Mexico, or it could be the Persian Gulf, some kind of thing associated with that, and that's something that we should watch for. And again, if you are listening to this archive today live, or if you're listening to it 3 years from now, and today's date is August 31st, 2012, that these are the things that you can plan to see happen and use as little like reminders and event gates that says, okay, this has now happened, now I should watch for this. It's almost like getting a heads up about the things you can expect to see so you can plan for the outcome and how you're going to deal with it. That's the best ever. So the next card that's up is the 1101 card. And that is reversed. And this card shows a flower that is by itself, and the title for this card is First. So it's the first flower in the garden. It has full reign over all the dirt, and that it can decide, you know, how it's going to grow. It doesn't have any competition. It's first out there. It gets all the sunshine. It gets all the rain. It gets all the water. It gets everything. So this here again, because we are looking at the first card that was out there, which was the 447 card, which is the between place, As we move into this new land and opportunities, it looks like there's going to be ample territory for everybody to have growth. So you can have companions out there, but they won't be crowding you out. So that's just a heads up about that. The next card that's up is the 957 card, and the title for this card is Intentions, 957. And this card is not reversed. It is about the intentions of people who do things for us that don't always work out as they had planned. And it shows an individual with what looks like a bat that's trying to take a whack at a chandelier, and a bee is flying out of the chandelier. And the story is about this card is that the individual was trying to kill the bee, but instead they killed the chandelier instead. So do you blame this person for killing, you know, destroying the chandelier, or do you praise them for trying to kill the bee and prevent them from having an anaphylactic shock, you know, and not really being knocked down and influenced? So this card, because it's facing us, is saying that you are going to be doing something that has the best intentions, but it will not work out as you had planned it to be. And the thing is that it may not have worked out to the way that you planned it to be, but fate put you in that place at that time to provide that solution that you thought was going to be good, but it turned out not to be good. But in the long run, you will see, and that the people that you'll be working with will see, that it was a good thing. So at first glance, it will look like it was a bad thing, but once it's had a chance to develop into a situation, that there will be tons of growth and there will be tons of opportunities and likely lead to a discovery. Just like Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone by accident. He was trying to make it happen. He knew that it could happen, but he had the accident of spilling some acid on him. Some battery acid spilled on him and caused a big mess, but it then created that contact that made it possible for him to discover the phone, and that's where we're talking today, is on the phones and radio and everything else. So accidents can lead to discoveries that can be very positive. Again, this is the Intentions card, and it's associated with the time 957, and it is facing us. The next card that's up is the Picking card, and it's associated with the time 311. And it is not reversed. Now, the Picking card shows somebody who is using a sword or some kind of stick or something to harvest the fruit from the tree. And it shows a big tree in the background, and there's birds that are flying. This says that following the Intentions card with the Picking card is saying that, sure, there's going to be something that's going to be sort of like damaged, destroyed, or something's done accidentally, and the outcome is going to produce some kind of fruit that's going to make it possible for people to do things that they would not have been able to do before. So once the accident happens, watch for the fruit. Watch for the opportunities or things to just like be forgotten about it, or that there's something that needs to be done that someone has missed that needs to be done. Go ahead and do this thing, even though no one else is doing it. Do the best that you can, or do the cleanup kind of stuff. Like here, you made the accident, even though you had good intentions, but now you have a chance to come in and do some other work as well. Just stay busy. You know, keep at it, because a lot of managers out there, a lot of companies, owners, that kind of stuff, like self-starters. They like people who see a problem and try to fix it. Sure, the first situation that happened may have been an accident, but the outcome is going to turn into being something very fruitful. So showing ambition and being a self-starter is very positive, and it will be received very well. The next card that's up is a very positive card, and it's the In Touch card, and it's associated with the time 1239, and this card is facing us. And this card shows two people sort of like out on a picnic, And this is sort of like in touch as far as like intimacy goes. This can talk about new relationships that will be blooming. And I designed the images in this card here to have flowers, which shows brand new growth, brand new things that are growing. It's not long term or whatever. It's just something that's for now. It looks really wonderful, looks really beautiful. But this talks about a relationship coming into the picture, into the scene for you, as I'm reading for you here today, whether it's today, August 31st, 2012, or if it's 3 years from now, in like 2015, August 12th, 2015, that this says that you are going to be coming in touch with someone who would start likely to be like a day spouse or something, that would be just like an acquaintance, but as the two of you get to know each other, that it could end up growing into something more significant. So there are night spouses, and those are the people that we spend weekends with and we usually have kids with. And then there are the day spouses that we spend 40 hours a week, 5 days a week with at our day jobs. We spend more time with our day spouse at our job than we do with the people that we that helped us have our kids, really, who is the spouse in our lives. So this talks about an opportunity that could likely turn into intimacy. It goes anywhere from just friendship to touch intimacy to that thing that could possibly lead to a ring or wedding vows or something in that sense. So the next card that's up and it's facing us is the Synergy card, and that is associated with the time 950, and then again this card is facing us, and the Synergy card talks about groups of people, or you and two other people, sort of like working in a situation to where you all feel like you're having a deja vu, or you're all like, gosh, pinch me, I can't believe we are having this thing happen for us, I can't believe this is happening for us, this is grand, this is great, this is wonderful. So this talks about opportunities coming up, following the In Touch card, also coming into a place to where you start working with groups of people who would feel the same way about passion things, art, artistic, that kind of stuff. And it looks like Bubbles is in the room too. Oh my God, hello, Bubbles. Yep, I'm here, it's Friday, doing weekly readings. I just want to say hello, and I miss you guys out there. I used to hang out with Bubbles and her crew back in Virginia. I moved out to Columbus, Ohio, and that they are at Sticks and Stones, and that you can find them at www.sticksandstonescircle.com, and that they're a great place. They, you know, are wonderful. And she says, we miss you so very much. Well, I miss you guys too. And Bubbles, I want to introduce you to my friend Veronica, who's in the room. She has been following me on my radio shows for, I think, like 5 years. I can't remember. Is that right, Veronica? How long have you been listening to my shows and we've been friends? I think it's about 5. It could be 10 years, for all I know, with the way that time flies. But what I'm doing right here in my weekly shows is really just giving, you know, like the state of the universe kind of readings. Veronica says, since 2009, so it's been 3 years, looks like. So giving the state of the universe, and that I set up these shows so that people can go back and listen to it in archive on the website, which is mainstreetuniverse.com, and that you just click on the Horizon Oracle card and it jumps you to links to different archive shows, and they're listed by date, and that in about 24 hours I'll go out and build a web page that will have all the images for today's cards and readings. So we were just talking about the In Touch card, and this card is facing us, and it talks about friendships, opportunities that are could lead into friendships, relationships, and even potential marriages, depending on how far we want to let it go. Then it also talks about the 950 card, which is titled Synergy, where it's working with people, a group of people, in a dynamic to where everybody feels like they're having a deja vu. So the card that's following the Synergy card is the News card, and it's associated with the time 310, and it shows an individual who is reading the newspaper. Again, this is 310, and it's facing us. So when this card comes up, it talks about something that's going to be happening in the news or in the medias, or it could be television news, radio, or whatever, that will be catching our attention, and that this is something that we should just be watching for. And it will help us along our decision path while we're trying to cope with the challenges and situations that are happening to us in our life. So this is a heads up to watch for the things happening in the news. And I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out. So this could be talking about something that's very intriguing that could be related to the elections, because I know that's within the 90-day window. On back to like 9 days from now, like something will be talked about in the news that will be having everybody's attention. And it can be talking about where there's a group of individuals who make a discovery of some sort based on the synergy card. They make some kind of discovery that turns into a phenomenal, like world phenomena or something, to where it ends up creating prosperity or job opportunities or something for people. These are the things to be watching for. So there's going to be something instead of just the ordinary stuff that's happening with politics and, oh, did you hear about this shooting, or that, you know, like a cat was rescued from a tree. It's going to be something a little extraordinary. So the next card that's up is the Spirit Audience card. And this is a very cool card, and this card has not come up, I think, in some time. And it's associated with the time 101. And it's like Spirit 101, basically. It's like a class or an understanding about things that are happening in spirit. And this card is facing away from us. So this is talking about things. This card is about us or the people that are around us. So the cards that face away from us are about the people, situations, and things that are happening. But I designed this card to show an individual who's sort of like a shadow, and what really stands out are the faces that are supporting them. And it could be angelic assistance, where all this help is coming from some divine host of angels, like in the tens of thousands. Or that it could just be supporting friends, basically. But basically, it's talk about a spirit audience. Now, when this card is facing away from us, it's talking about people around us who need our help. And that their people in heaven has done everything that they could to give them a clue about what steps they should be taking. And this is where we come in, and that we could just happen to bump into them, or that they could end up asking a question or something, or just say, do you know where the Walmart is, or where the Target is, or do you know where this bar is, or something like that. I'm just picking a few things off the top of my head here. And that's what your connection is. And it could be just the one or two words that you share, and it's the tone that you share that sort of like transforms them into feeling better about their life, like the young man who was walking home and a bunch of bullies came along and knocked all of his books out of his hands onto the ground. And that some stranger of his same age and peer group, but unknown to him, came up, helped him pick up his books, you know, walked him home, and then walked away. And this guy who helped him sort of like disappeared into the ether. Well, the story goes that like 2 or 3 years after, this guy runs into him again and says, do you know that I was on my way home to commit suicide because I did not like the way that I was being treated, and I thought the world was really goofed up and effed up or whatever. And here you came along and showed me that there are kind people in the world. This is the intent of the Spirit Audience card when it's facing away from us. It's basically doing that random act of kindness, because it ends up getting paid forward, and then we end up receiving tons of angelic credits that help us, you know, put the tokens in the little train that takes us to that next divine place. So the next card that's up, and it's also reversed, is the Study card, and it's associated with time 8:48. And this card shows somebody who is in a library studying, and that behind them is a bookshelf that's half full of books. Now, it could be that this person has read all those books that are on the shelf and they are collecting as they read them, or that they are going through the books and that this is their task to study this, to know it, that kind of stuff. Now, with this card facing away from us, again, it's about the people, situations, and things around us. It's talking about some kind of invitation or, you know, opportunity about learning something new. When we get invited to go take a class or do something that helps us know more about something, it's always helpful and helps us know more about this kind of stuff. So there are some times where we turn down opportunities for going to seminars, lectures, study groups, that kind of stuff. This is an invite to go to these places that we're being invited to, because the car is facing away from us. So this is someone who's going to say, hey, did you hear about this class? You should come check it out. It's going to be very interesting. By all means, do it. Okay, so the next card that's up is this I'm Okay card. And it's associated with the time 6:40. And it's in the reversed position as well. And the I'm Okay card shows someone who is crying over a grave, and that there's a slight impression of someone who's laying in the grave, but that same impression fits with someone who is sitting on top of the headstone, but this person that's sitting on the headstone has wings, and it looks like they are an angel. And they're sitting there with their arms stretched out like they want to hug the person that's on the ground, but their legs are crossed. It's almost like they're there reclining and knowing that, oh, I'm here, I'm enjoying life, I have no pressures, I have no stresses, I have no worries, no complaints, that kind of stuff. This is saying, because the card is away from us, it's saying that you will be working with someone who recently lost someone or had someone who passed away, and that they are going to be grieving, or they might tell you, oh, I just lost my relative, my family member, that kind of stuff. And when you hear about this, this is something that you should sit down with them and just listen to what they have to say. So the next card that's coming to us is the Fly card, F-L-Y, and it's associated with the time 3:33. And it is not reversed. And some people ask, Kevin, what's the time on the cards mean? Well, I defined that so that when you got to the point to where you understood the title of the card and known that it was associated with the time, knowing the time and the title of the image, when you're thinking about something, and you look down at the time on the clock, or that you look at the receipt, and it has 3:33 on it, then that gives you some clue about something that is about to happen for you that's related to the definition of the card. Or with the Fly card, it shows an individual who's sleeping, and that there's like the sun or this orb or something that's flying up from out of them. This is consciousness. I see consciousness as a bubble. As a bubble of opportunity that can float along in the air, go experience things, go to new worlds, new opportunities, new situations. And then once you wake up again, the bubble is back in you. I did a video out on YouTube called What Are Chakras? And I started out the video where it shows an orb that's going and assessing a body. Then once it looks at the body, and this could be at conception or after conception, and that's a whole new other argument that's out there. But it moves into the body and then expands. And then you can go and find the video You know, you could just go and Google it. It's like, what are chakras? And it's the number one video that shows up in the chakra list, or in the search list. What are chakras? Or what is a chakra? You will see Temple of Gaia. And it will show a blue person with a bunch of orbs or like chakras, that kind of stuff. But this card, when it comes up, especially facing us, it's saying that we need to pay attention to our dreams. We need to either sleep more, or that we need to write down what we can remember from our dreams, because somehow it's going to be helpful and influential with the things that are going to happen to us during our day. The next card that's up is the Storms card, STORMS, and it's associated with the time 319, and it is reversed. Now, with the Storms card facing away from us, it's saying that there's a message about storms happening around us. Now, it could be actual storms that are like hurricanes or just big, you know, influential storms. Or it could be some kind of storm that has to do with like a group of people storming something or hearing about storming in the news, right? This card shows a storm approaching our person that's in the frame at eye level, but it's on the other side of the road. So it says that it's something that you can cross over and be a part of, or stay on your side and stay safe. When the card is facing away from us, it's something to watch for, because it will be an indicator about the things that I've talked about so far about to unfold. The next card that's up is the 1130 card, and it's facing us, 1130. And it's, the title for this card is Rituals. And it shows an individual who's using a mortar and pestle to prepare something. Now, when this card comes up, it is saying to remember to take some time out for yourself, to look out for you. So when we're looking at the Storms card, and then we're looking at the Rituals card, it's basically saying that this storm that's going to be coming into the picture here pretty soon, whether it's human origin or, you know, meteorological, due to the weather or something, that you don't have to rescue the world and take some time out for yourself. For once in a while, be selfish, because it will be helpful. The next card that comes up after we had a chance to spend some time with ourselves is the 511 card. And the title for this card is Moving, M-O-V-I-N-G. And it shows two people who are carrying a box, you know, as a teamwork kind of thing, or that it is someone handing another person the box. I designed it so it could be two possibilities. And if you look at the items in the box, one looks like some cereal, the other one might be some carpet cleaner or something, and then the other one is a roll of paper towels or maybe toilet tissue or something. And these are personal items. How we are helping other people. So leaving the Rituals card behind and moving onto the Moving card associated with the time 511, it's saying that once we get ourselves grounded, we can help other people to start moving as well. And then with the last card, it's the Jump card, and it's associated with the time 813. And it's saying that there's going to be someone coming into our life here fairly soon, into your life here fairly soon, that's sort of like given up on what they were doing, or saw that what they were doing was a bad thing, a bad way to go, and that they are ready to start doing something new, and that they will be wanting to come and spend time with us, right? And it's associated again with the time 813, reversed. Someone just wants your time. Once our time, whether they're calling or they come and visit for the day, be open to that. Have some juice or some tea or whatever ready for company. Be ready for company because they will be calling soon. And we're coming up on to the end of the show, and I just want to thank everybody for listening. And again, you can find a copy of this on archive on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go back to MainStreetUniverse.com and click on the Horizon Oracle to listen to it again. I want to thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week.